Blog Talk Radio.
I feel just like a kite, but one without a string, one that is floating around. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I feel just like a bird, but one without a home, one that is floating over endless oceans, empty horizons, no rest in sight. What does it mean when you say you want to be free? Free to sing, free to dance, free to let someone take a glance in a world that's free of me. Then you say you're moving on. Then you say I've got other plans. Oh, oh, oh girl, oh, you're moving in the wrong direction. Moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me. You're moving in the wrong direction, moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me.
Totally confused about everything. That's why violence,
drug addiction, alcohol addiction, murder, and everything else goes on in our communities, universally speaking. Yes, we have woken, but we've woken right back into what our fathers and mothers, ancient fathers and mothers were doing. As a matter of fact, we are far worse. That's what we learn under codification. And that's why we do these studies. It is not a warm, fuzzy feeling, study the Most High, but is a critical analysis in our assessment. It's leaving no stone or leaf unturned, dotting every I and crossing every T. And we encourage you further, after your study with us on the Real Talk for Real People show, that you burn the midnight oil. You meditate on what the Most High says. As a matter of fact, we ask you to get you a new thinker. It appears that ours are broken. Ask the Most High for another heart and spirit, unlike King David, to help facilitate your relationship with the Most High, improve your relationship with the Most High, and restore that most important relationship you will ever have in your life. That's what code is. See, we come to the realization everything in life is coded. Your human body is coded. Your genes are coded. Birds are coded. Squirrels are coded. As Cartrell said, when you call a bird, you said bird, there's a specific name to birds. Red cardinals, jayhawks, blackbirds, and so on and so forth. And so, therefore, there's a codification in your relationship with the Most High. It ain't all a wishy-washy or do whatever, however I feel like. That's leaning to one owns understanding. See, you ain't got to figure this out. See, you got to study this out. And once you've completed your studies, apply it and continue your studies. A lot of things that we are doing here in this captivity is not under code. See, we're the kind of people, because we've been so uncoded for so many years, that we think we can do everything, anything that we were doing in our land. That's foolish. Your thinkers are broken. I love you. That's why I'm telling you. I pray that the Most High bless you and that you get along in the code that the Most High left you in his word and stop leaning to your own understanding and doing what you want to do, when you want to do it, or however you want to do it. And you may be asking yourself, Yam Suf, who are you making reference to when you said the we? Well, we have Sister Abby Yah from New York City. She's our gatekeeper, so to speak. See, when we out of script, left the reservation, because we're elders sometimes. We do that. We digress, and we go into a tangent. She tries to keep us in perspective. Say, Yam Suf, you get over here. You've been wandering around in circles over there, and so on and so forth. And we're very appreciative of her. We have Sister, that was Sister Abby Yah. I just spoke about from New York City. Yes, Sister Yehudi from Detroit, Michigan. See, Sister Yehudi has a way of explaining the Most High, using her own life and the Most High word as the template. She has a way of showing you by personal experience and her observation, but using the Most High as a focal point. And there we have Cartrell from New York City. Now, Cartrell thinks he's a singer. He can blow a note every now and two, but I think his specialty is he's a detailed brother. See, Cartier has been studying the Most High Word for quite a long time, and you know, he knows that you don't just stop because you think you got it. Okay? It's a lifelong pursuit. He knows it so well that he's very detail-orientated. And he can tell you some things that the Most High said, and he makes it so easy. See, we want you to be like that, too. Under code to the Most High, humble to the Most High, crying out to the Most High for your ancestors' mistakes, their iniquities, crying out to the Most High for your own continual iniquities, working with one another as the Most High has mandated you to do. All that other stuff you're doing, I ain't read nothing about it in the land of your captivity. You're doing too much. Whereas my grandbaby said, me doing too much, and me is doing too much. Okay? So stop with all of the foolishness, lying to yourselves and or each other. That ain't cute, and it ain't going to work. Get on the code. Get with the Most High. Humble yourself. Love yourself. Take care of yourselves. Look after yourselves. And stop trying to make plans where the Most High says, I got this. Do what the Most High tell you. That's code. That's going to work for you. Anything else is working entirely against you. And I want to make a comment on the little children. And they got murdered. And his eyes said they treat us tacky, trashy, and are terroristic. Sometimes all three together, given the circumstances. Now, most of the little children were Latino. Some said they're Hebrew Israelites. And I don't know. I don't know. I just know Yom Suf is one. So if they're blooded in and blooded out by the Most High, he knows. He knows everybody. He knows if they're one of our tribes. Fine. But here's what I'm getting at here. They didn't have a resource officer. How's that? They didn't have and then they contained the murderer among the little children. So he had, it was just like shooting ducks, sitting ducks. All of the children and the teachers in the same room, and he just, any, meeny, mighty, mo, you got to go. But they call that containment. But that's to be expected. So stop looking for solutions from your oppressors and your enemies. Start looking for codification and solutions. And it's in there from the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. Bless and praise his holy name. All that is within me, praise the Most High. So let me introduce to you Sister Aviyah from New York City. Sister Aviyah, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, family. All praises and glory to Yah. And so glad to be back again. And may Yah bless us all, continue to bless us all. Shalom.
Yeah. Shalom. And you know what? I'm going to tell you this, because I love you. You know, you call my mama. You know, snitches get stitches, okay? That's all I'm going to say.
You need to stop. When I talk to your mama, it ain't got to be about you, because it wasn't about you. It was about y'all and the nation.
Because you know I'm the baby of the bunch, okay? Don't get it
twisted. No, I'm taking over that spot.
I love you, sister. Just funny.
Love you, too.
Okay, thank you. And Sister Yehudi of Detroit, Michigan, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot.
I hope peace for people all over the world and knows the Most High. Thank you very much. Shalom, shalom. And that's right, Avi. I don't have to be about him, do it.
That's right.
That's right.
You got it, sister.
All right.
It ain't thank about you, Yom Su.
It ain't about me. All right. Okay.
All right. It's all about Yah.
I just want
hallelujah
to know. Snitches get stitches.
Bring on your buddy.
All right. Thank you, sister. Matt Cottrell from New York City. Cottrell, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, family. May the Most High bless you all. Praise and honor. Glory to the Holy One of Israel. God, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, how y'all doing?
Doing right. Okay, brother.
Good.
Thank you.
It's always great to hear y'all's voices. But, Yom Suf, I got to correct you on two things.
What's that?
First and foremost, I do try to sing because I'm practicing to sing praises and honor to the Holy One of Israel.
Praise Yah for that.
All the glory and honor and what he promised to do for us if we get it right. Okay?
Praise
so
Yah.
I'm going to keep trying. You should too.
Okay.
You should too.
You know you're wrong for that. That's all right. Okay.
The second thing that you mentioned,
right,
that we don't follow Yah's codification. We think we're going to do what we want to do, how we want to do it, where we want to do it.
Right? Exactly.
Guess what?
What's
in this captivity, we've been deceived. Because in this captivity, you can't do what you want to do, how you want to do it, when you want to do it. Can you?
True that.
They got moves that lock your butt up real quick. If you think you can do what you want to do, how you want to do, when you want to do it.
That's certainly the truth, Contra. That is certainly the truth.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So no matter where you go, you got to follow codes.
Praise
you got to follow Yah codes. Praise Yah.
All right. And now our mother that loves us all, and Yom Suf especially, Ima Hadorah, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Sure.
Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Most High, for he is so worthy, truly, truly worthy, worthy, worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. And praise for the Most High for this family, because it's a wonderful thing to see Israel, the spirit of love, beginning to grow in the midst of us once again. And that's just so delightful. And I just wanted to correct you, Maureen. And I have to agree with them too, but I just want to give a little bit more clarity. Yeah, we do what we want, think we can do what we want to do when we get ready to do however we want to do it when it comes to Yah.
Mm-hmm.
He's the only one we don't respect.
Exactly.
But when it comes to this man and his law, yes, we know how far we can go with him. And guess what? We know we're going to not cross that line. But when it comes to Yah, as he says in the book of Malachi, try giving your governor what y'all give to me. We give y'all anything, any kind of way we think it's acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
Then we can do it any kind of way, however we want to. And hey, now he's got to accept it on our terms, not his.
Exactly.
And that's where we've been deceived, Ima, because they tell us we're free to do what we want to do. How you want to do it, where you want to do it. And we think that applies to the Most High. But you better check yourself before you wreck yourself.
You better believe it, brother.
They don't know. That's the one that you need to be in the tune with more so than any man. Because we have lost the fear and respect of our God. We don't know him. We don't revere him. We don't exalt him. As a people, I'm not speaking about the few. I'm speaking about as his people, the nation of Israel.
That's why you know Jewish people. Jewish people are not his people, because they've been Jews everywhere they've been for a long time. They don't serve other gods. We the people that Yah said would do these things, right?
Right.
Uh-huh.
And it's our fingerprint, because we're the only people that do the things we do.
Exactly.
And arrogant with it.
You better believe it. Ima, Adriel, Sister Yehudi, Sister Avia, before we get started, I want our Mother Rachel, Ima Hadorah, to make a confirmation for y'all can get this understanding clear tonight, that I'm the baby and I'm one of her favorites, okay?
Oh, my
goodness. You sound like a baby with a grown man's voice and a beard, bro.
I know.
You need to quit, man.
He does well. That is so funny.
You need to quit, man. Stop it.
That was funny.
Yeah.
Don't let that sway you. I got babies with gray hair, so don't let that sway you, baby.
Thank you, mama. Y'all got that?
You
said,
you gonna get out the way. I tell you,
because
I'm moving in with mama.
Ooh. Oh, and I'm going to do you like Fred Flintstone did. I'm going to come put you out like he put that cat out. Okay.
I've got enough room in my heart from all of my babies. Mm-hmm. I love you, I truly do.
Love you too, Ima.
You're
the best, Ima. You're the best.
You better believe it. Mother,
you what we need in these times of our tribulation.
Mother Rachel. You'll be told.
We just need to do the simple thing y'all told us to do, and that's learn how to love one another. Do you know how much power we would have if we just internalized Let go, oh, massive self-hatred that we've been indoctrinated with, and embrace love, the spirit of love that God blessed us with. Boy, what a wonderful day that would be.
They can see the funness and the peace among us, those who are codified, even on this very show. There's no egotism on this show. There's humility, and there's love for the Most High. And if you can't see it, if you can't see it now, you won't see it then. Okay?
Well, I've got something for y'all. Thing, young Sue, I just want to say this, and then I'm going on mute.
Yes, ma'am.
And that is, do we really, truly understand when the Almighty says, I am that I am?
Mm-hmm.
I'm the Most High God.
Mm-hmm.
Beside me, there is no other. Do we truly understand that? And we think that we're going to develop our arms long enough to box with the Most High?
Ima.
Okay.
Understanding is one of the premium commodities that eludes all mankind.
Mm-hmm.
With all I get understanding. Our people aren't even pursuing wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And with all I getting, we should understand what? Yah's plan, Yah's word. That's what you want to get. Beyond silver, gold, anything that you can be offered. Understanding is the real key. And unfortunately, it's not available to most.
It's because the eyes are closed and the ears are plugged up. Because they don't want to get humble to the Most High. And they certainly don't want to get codified to get wisdom and understanding from the Most High. That's why they go about leaning to their own understanding, every man or woman doing their own thing. Not what the Most High says. That's a sad statement of affairs, but it's true. All right.
We're struggling to understand, right?
Yeah.
What is y'all really want? What is y'all really want from us?
Exactly.
Struggling to try to get it.
I don't say she's doing the same thing, Kadrina, and expecting different results. Doing the same thing our ancestors did and expecting different results. That's the definition, according to Alcoholics Anonymous, of insanity, and I have to concur with it.
But even in those sessions, they have a solution, right? So Yah's giving us a solution. In those Alcoholic Anonymous sessions, there is a solution. And the fact that Yah's giving us a heads up, our forefathers didn't get a heads up when Moses went to Pharaoh and told Pharaoh, let my people go. It was a shock to them. As a matter of fact, they told Moses, go away. You're making it harder for us. Here, it ain't like that. We in captivity, and Yah's giving us a heads up. We have time to study. Time to discuss, time to analyze, time to meditate, time to change, most of all. Change, that's the hardest part. Change when you start to understand what God is talking about. So that's the difficult part. Humble yourself, our people understand that humility is our power. They think that being hard, arrogant, and boastful and proud is our strength, but it's our greatest weakness because it makes us hard. Where Yah cannot mold us. Whereas when you're humble, Yah is the potter and we the clay. Which is where he wants you to go. That's the way you got to go.
Exactly.
And that's discipline. Discipline is so hard. And our people run from discipline.
Mm-hmm. Well, Cartrell, I concur with you. Humility is like spinach to Popeye. But we just don't get it.
Nope.
All right. All right, and that's why some of us look like that cartoon Popeye, too. All right, chapter 31. The Most High speaks of the remnant of Israel saved, not by a bullet that you buy at the store, not by a gun that you buy at the store, not by your own initiatives in our efforts. It says in verse 1, at the same time, says the Elohim, I will be the Elohim of all the families of Israel, all the tribes. And they shall be my people, thus said the Elohim.
You got to connect this chapter with yesterday.
Exactly.
Because at that time, it's talking about the end times. That's what we left off with, right?
Continuity. You're right. There's continuity. You don't, it's just because it is in a man-made chapter and verse, this is all connected. This is man-made, these verses and chapters and so on and whatnot. But this is a continuum of the same story as Cartier alluded to. The people who survived the sword found grace in the wilderness. Israel, when I went to give him rest. In the wilderness, when we were traveling, getting out of the Mizraim, going to the new land, our land, the people who survived the sword found grace in the wilderness. Israel, when I went to give him rest, when I went to give him rest, the Elohim has appeared of old to me, saying, yes, I've loved you with an everlasting, although you are strange, whore, I can't understand you. Therefore, with loving kindness, I've drawn you. Again, I will build you, and you shall be rebuilt. Most times, I'm going to break it down like a shotgun, but I'm going to rebuild you, though. O virgin of Israel, he likes women, folks, in Israel, don't he? He has a special affection for them, especially virgins.
The Most High.
I bet they
is in love with our nation. When he says, yes, I have loved you, Israel, mm-hmm. with an everlasting love. Don't we sing that kind of song? Make it last forever. Don't let our love end. That's the kind of songs we sing. But it comes from Yah, because he's in love with what he's created in us. We don't understand that. Understanding is missing.
Right. Right. Thank you, Gabriel.
That's why his love is going to draw us back to him. That's what he's trying to bring to us. His love drawing us back to him. We have to return that love that he's given us.
Exactly. Thank you. And he says, O virgin of Israel, our women folk, you shall again be adorned with the tambourines. It shall go forth in the dances of those who rejoice. They're not locked up, treating like chattel. They're in commune with their brothers who rejoice. You see, yet plant vines on the mountains of Samaria, the lands of Israel, the 10 tribes. The planters shall plant and eat them as ordinary food. For there shall be a day when the watchman will cry on Mount Ephraim. That's why I said the 10 tribes. Arise and let us go up to Zion. They will say to Yah Elohim, thus says the Elohim. And here's what he wants them to do. Sing with gladness for Zaku. Shout among the chief of the nation. Here's what he wants them sisters to do. Proclaim, give praise, and say, oh Yah, save your people, the remnant of Israel, the 10 tribes. Behold, I will bring them from the north countries and gather them from the ends of the earth, among them the blind and the lame, the woman with a child, ones who labor with child together. A great throne shall return there. They should come with weeping, with supplications. I will lead them. See, all you men and splendid special leaders, y'all ain't told us that you're going to lead nobody. You need to get your mind right. He said, I will lead them.
Yes.
Call you to walk by the river, the waters. Go ahead, Katria.
So, you see, in Yah speaking, he's addressing the women first.
Exactly.
He talked to the virgins of Israel, right? He promised them first. You're going to be dancing in the dawn with tambourines. You'll go out dancing with those who make merry. And again, you will plant vineyards in the mountains of Samaria. The planters will plant and they will enjoy the fruits. He talked to the daughters of Zion. And what did he say?
Exactly.
Sing. With gladness, Jacob, and shout for the chief of the nations. So, for the daughters of Zion, your brothers ain't your heroes. Who's your hero? Yah is your hero, just like he's our hero, right?
Right, right.
Sing with gladness, right? Behold, I will bring them from the north country and gather them from the utmost parts of the earth, along with the blind and lame and the woman with child. So we got blind people walking around. We call them walking dead Negroes, right? And they're walking in the way of Yah. But Yah going to bring them anyway. They will return with a great company. We talk about only one-third of Israel's going to make it. Yeah, so they're going to return as a great company, right?
Mm.
So we don't know what that number is in the four corners of the earth. You could talk about your one-third all you want, but when you see the great company coming back, you ain't going to even remember the two-thirds that they're making.
Exactly.
What if he said? And this is what Iman's talking about. We should already be in this mindset. They will come with what? Weeping. And with, I will lead them with petitions. Right? So we're supposed to be repenting, crying out to Yah, and that's the way we're going to come back. If you think we're going to come back any other way, then you're mistaken. Right?
No.
They will
no,
come back with weeping.
They're not mistaken, gotcha. They're living in fool's paradise.
Oh, yeah. So let's get in the mode, because Yah helps those who help themselves.
Exactly.
Let's already start weeping, start petitioning Yah, start saying, Yah, save your people, the remnant of Israel. Because guess what? We're in trouble. We're in trouble. We're dying every day. These people are trying to, actually killing us every day.
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
Thank you, Katria. It says, in a straight way in which they shall not stumble. I am father to Israel, the 10 tribes. And Ephraim is my firstborn of those 10 tribes. Hear the word of Yah, O nations, not only us, and declare it in the isles afar, where you spread it throughout, off, and say, he who scattered Israel will gather him. I scattered
what?
Them. He who scattered Israel will gather them. The Most High knows where those 10 tribes are. And he says, I will gather him. Talking about
Ten tribes. So we putting out the word from the prophet Zephaniah. Gather yourself together, O nation, not desire. Yah wants us to take the initiative, right?
Exactly.
But if you don't take the initiative and gather, what do you say? If you scatter Israel, you're going to be gathered whether you like it or not.
Exactly. Thank you, Gautria. And he says, and keep him as a shepherd does it. I'm going to take care of him. Like a shepherd take care of his flock. For Yah, Yah has redeemed Yaqub, the whole nation, and rescued him for the hand of one stronger than he. Therefore, they shall come and sing. That's a matter of fact. In the height of Zion, streaming to the goodness of the Elohim. For wheat, he's going to tell you, you ain't got to go to get no food stamps. Streaming to the goodness of Yah. For wheat, new wine, and oil, I'm going to take care of you. For the young of the flock and the herd, their souls shall be well-watered gardens. They shall not sorrow no more at all. Then shall the virgin rejoice. He loves our sisters in the dance, by way of the dance. And he loves our brothers too. And he loves elders too. And the young men and the old together, they're going to be unified. And I will turn their mourning as a result to joy. We'll comfort them and make them rejoice rather than sorrow, as we are continually in a state of sorrow where we are scattered universally. I will sate the souls of the priest with abundance. I'm going to satisfy them. Our people will be satisfied with my goodness, not your special leader that you call your leader, but my goodness, says the Elohim. Mercy on Ephraim, thus saith the Elohim. The voice was heard in Ramah. Lamentation and bitter weeping. Black Lives Matter, please don't shoot my hands up. Please give me good health care, medical care, good housing. I heard it all. And the result, Rachel is Imah Hador weeping for her children. And she refused to be comforted for her children. So like Imah Hador. A lot of you sisters need to take up this manner because they are no more. Thus said the LM.
So Yamsu.
Yes.
Our mother Rachel weeping for her children. It doesn't make any sense at all. Because our mother Rachel died when her son, Benjamin, second child that she had, died after he was born, right?
Exactly. In childbirth.
So how does she know that her children are no more?
The same way Samuel the prophet told King Saul, what you calling me for? You know better than doing what you're doing. You'll see me in the grave, you and your children. See,
yes,
we,
that's what he told
me. Right, we're not, we may be dead in the physical sense of this human body, but our soul, the essence of who we are, is not dead.
So when we say,
right,
when we say rest in peace, right?
Right.
For people that depart.
Right.
That's a significant phrase to pray for somebody that passes. Why?
Right.
How do we know? Because we obviously know that Rachel is not resting in peace.
Right. Yeah,
she's turning over in her grave.
Right.
Seeing her children that they are no more.
Right.
So you hear that phrase, oh, he must be turning over his grave. Yeah, Rachel's turning over in her grave. She's weeping for her children. How does she know her children are no more?
Right. They're supposed to be rested, but she can't take no rest. Just like no. The prophet Samuel got on King Saul. He said, hey, man, you know you don't be going to get no witches bringing me back. There's power in wicked people. Now, don't get the game twisted. There's power in this witchcraft and sorcery. But that being said, there's no true power of the living God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. Y'all said don't do that. What you calling me for? Don't worry about it. You're going to be right with me, you and your children. The very same day they were. See, we better stop playing with Yah. We think Yah is some little genie in a lamp. You can rub on it when you want something. But you ain't got to do nothing for it. Okay? Stop lying to you. That's why I reiterate all the time. Stop lying to yourselves and or each other. Go ahead, Cartrell.
I'm sorry, Yah. I mean to interrupt you, but
no problem.
From the wisdom of our ancient fathers, we see that there is a thing called reincarnation. Your soul
exactly.
Don't necessarily pass on. Your soul, if you're doing it right, the Most High will preserve it and restore it. So
exactly.
As we continue to read, we will see that the Most High does comfort our mother Raquel, reassures her that they're going to be all right.
Exactly. Praise Yah. Thank you, country. Refrain. He tells us, refrain your voice from weeping and your eyes from tears. For your work shall be rewarded, says the
what?
Elohim. Your work shall be rewarded, says the Elohim. They
give thanks to our mother.
Exactly. Our women. And they should come back from the land of the enemy. They ain't got to get no BB gun, shotgun, slingshot, whatever you got in your mind. Y'all don't need your help. What part of that you don't understand? He needs you to submit yourself, be humble to him. You got it twisted. They should come back. I know, because I'm going to make it happen, from the land of the enemy. There is hope in your future, says the Elohim, that your children should come back to their own border. I've heard Yifrit bemoaning himself. Black lives matter, hand up, don't shoot. Don't come in my house to me. I heard y'all. I hear you now. You have chastised me. I was chastised. You want to learn to take this butt whooping and accept it. I was like an untrained bull. Restore me, Yah, and I will return. For you are Yah, my Elohim. Surely after my turning, I repent. That was action. Initiated on my behalf. Sure, when I turned, I stopped doing what I was doing, expecting different results. It was the definition of insanity. And after I was instructed, I struck my thigh on the thigh. I was saying, yes, even as we should be humiliated because I bore the reproach of my youth. Is Ephraim, my dear son, is he a pleasant child? For though I spoke against him, I earnestly remembered him still. Therefore my heart yearns for him. I yearn for Israel. I yearn for Yehuda. I will surely have mercy on him, says the Elohim. I will set aside.
So, I'm sorry, Yamsu. But here, Yah is waiting for what? Ephraim to grieve and admit that we've been chastened by Yah as an unrestrained calf. He's waiting for us to turn back to him, or waiting for Yah to turn us back to him and us to admit that the Most High is our creator. And when we repent, the Most High is going to hear us. And we have to do that. After that, I was instructed by my thigh. I was ashamed. Yes, even confounded, because I bore the reproach of my youth.
Exactly.
So the Most High hears us when we cry out to him. And that's what we have to do.
Praise God. Thank you very much, God. Yah says, I would set up signposts, make landmarks. They won't be confused about anything. I'm going to show them the way in their endeavors to my codification. Set your heart toward the highway, the way in which you went. And he talks to our women in the Pacific. Stop twerking it and start working it according to the Most High. Turn back, O virgin of Israel. Turn back. Focus your attention on these, your cities. How long will you gad about, waiting about, oh, you backsliding daughter? For Yah has created a new thing in the earth. A woman shall encompass a man. She will help set him in the right direction. See, you brothers that want y'all women in the kitchen, fixing you a ham sandwich, and don't say nothing, ain't got nothing to say, get in that kitchen, get buck naked, and fix me a ham sandwich. That ain't what y'all saying about these sisters. Okay? They are an intricate part of the rebuilding of this nation and should be treated as equal as they should have been, as they were when Israel and Yehuda, they were united in a new young child. They were treated. The women knew their roles. The brothers knew their roles. But all of them were equal in the sense of the word. They got this universal white concept, patriarchal sense, as a sense of a lack of importance of our sisters. See, we never should have mistreated our women, and our women never should have mistreated our men. We were on the same mission together. Somehow we have pitted ourselves against one another. That's not cool. Yah places a high value on our sisters. That's why he mentioned them quite often. And Yah speaks.
I have to give a shout out to the young sisters that founded what they call Evria.
Exactly.
To bring out the virtues of daughters of Zion. Mm-hmm. And this is exactly what the Most High is instructing our young ladies to do.
Exactly.
And you can see this whole chapter is appealing to our women because they initiate, really, our salvation, our redemption, because Yah loves them so much. He loves the brothers too.
Yeah.
And he really loves our sisters, and he's appealing to them to really turn things around, because the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. As long as our women are backsliding, we're in trouble. And the Most High said he created a new thing in the earth. He said a woman will encompass a man. I just had that conversation with my son, because he's telling me the women out here are coming at him like men come at women.
Well, they're going to encompass according to codification, not encompass according to universal white race supremacy. Tattoos from feet to head, not a tattered sense in their head, and certainly don't know the Most High. So they're going to encompass him by the Most High, constructive, building him up instead of tearing him down, triggering him in the right direction so he can move in the right direction. We need the hand that rocks the cradle. The Most High sees the significance and importance of our sisters if they're following code. But if they're simply tattooed from feet to head and not a tattoo wisdom or understanding and twerking it, not encompassed by those kind of women, but certainly the women like Ima Hadora, like Sister Abia, like Sister Yehudi, any other sister may be on this line, according to codification, building him up, not tearing him down. And him doing the very same thing. She's like, we're like her baby. She is building us up instead of tearing us down. That's how our women supposed to be in this nation. Not tearing down your man. Encompass him. Triggering him and moving in the right direction. If you're doing
and vice versa.
Right, vice versa. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
The beginning of understanding, the beginning of wisdom is to understand that we are both victims of this Holocaust.
Amen. Praise Yah. You said a mouthful.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And we first must, hurting people hurt people. Okay?
Yes,
we're
ma'am.
We're both hurting. And we're both pointing the finger at one another instead of embracing one another and point the finger at our enemy.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise Yah.
Well, we're not pointing fingers at each other right here. The Most High is pointing fingers at all of us. And the fact that 21 says, set up roadstones.
That's what I just said.
Make guideposts. Yes, I agree. Set up road signs. Make guideposts. That's what the prophets have done. The prophet Yirmiyahu did his job. We do have road signs, and we do have guideposts in order to do what? Set your heart towards the highway, even by the way by which you went. So we all must be on the same path. The guideposts are there. The signs are there. And he said, turn again, Virgin of Israel. The virgin's got to turn. The brother's got to turn. Everybody got to turn. Turn again to these your cities. How long will you go here and there? All of us.
Mm-hmm.
But here, Mosai is addressing our women, because the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. If our women get the codes right, our men will get the codes right. Our children will get the codes right. Everybody get the codes right. We all have responsibility to get the codes right. But Yah has created a new thing in the earth. A woman will encompass a man. What kind of man, though? Got to be a man of God that's following these codifications, right?
Yeah.
She ain't doing all this to encompass herself in any kind of man.
Yeah.
Well,
praise
I, you know, I look at things from, I look for evidence of Yah's word, and that's what brings about my understanding. And the evidence is Yah has done a new thing in the earth. It's global. You see the women coming to the front all over the globe. Not just here in America, not just amongst our women, but women everywhere is coming to the front. And they're beginning to surpass the men. And the problem with our people are that our women, you know, it has to be equally acknowledged, Maury, in the sense that our women have taken a beating from the society and from our men. Our men have taken a beating from this society and turn around and beat this woman. You see, I can remember when I was a young girl growing up, every Monday, every weekend, you could hear screaming all up and down the block. Every Monday, the women coming out, their eyes swollen, lip all busted, huh? And today we have the men telling the women, get in her place. What is her place? You came from her. She don't come to lay down and bought you here.
Well, he don't even know his own place.
What is that?
However, this is not what Yah's talking about. The backsliding daughters of Israel, they in the church. They in the gay movement. They in the LGBTQ movement. They're in all kinds of Western doctrinal movement, moving away from our culture, which is backsliding. The Most High wants them to come back because he loves them so much. That's the message to the daughters of Zion.
Yes. I was just addressing the part where he said he was going to do a new thing in the earth. He was going
Yeah, we're going to get there. We're going to get there. Mm-hmm. And see, for all you peoples, I talk about we're going back to the same contract, the same code. Yah said something quite different beginning at verse 31. But in the meantime, Yah says about the prosperity of Yehuda too. Now, he already talked about the 10 tribes. And now he's talking about the last three tribes, Yehuda, Benjamin, and the Levites. Thus said the Elohim of hosts, Yah of Israel, they shall again use this speech in the land of Yehuda and in its cities, our women folk, and when I, those that are not backsliding continually. And when I bring back their captivity, the Lord bless you, O home of justice. That's the only place real justice is, and the mountain of holiness. And there shall dwell in Yehuda itself, in all of his cities together. See, we are farmers and husbandries. That's what we're designed for, to do farming work and help flocks. And he makes mention of this with the land, in conjunction with the land. Farmers and those going with flocks, for I have satiated the weary soul, and I have replenished every sorrowful soul. You think you're going on, you got it going on, like you got a little education, you got a little money, maybe you got a little will. Y'all say you the every sorrowful soul. After this, I woke and looked around. And because of what Jeremiah said, ooh-wee, my sweet sleep was sweet to me what I seen. Behold, the days are coming, says the Elohim. I will sow the house of Israel to 10 tribes, and we're going to be together. And the house of Yehuda, the 3 tribes. With the seed of man and the seed of beast, they're going to be connected with us. It shall come to pass that we'll have dominion. That as I have watched over them, I'm still watching over them, to pluck up. I'm doing this to them right now. To pluck up, to break down, to throw down, to destroy, and to afflict. So I will watch over them. I'm watching when I'm putting a beating on them. And so when I change it up, I will watch over them to build up, to plant, says the Elohim. In those days, they shall sin no more. Fathers have eaten sour grapes, and the children's teeth are set on edge. For every man shall die for his own iniquity. See, when you're doing something wrong, you're going to suffer the consequences on your own. The whole nation ain't going to suffer because of you. Every man who eats the sour grapes, his teeth shall be set on it. When you're doing wrong, y'all say he ain't going to be punishing everybody for you. You're going to suffer your own consequence for your actions. Go ahead, Cartrell.
Yes. This is one of the verses that they threw at me because the reporter on Fox News asked me,
right,
if his great-great-great-grandfather committed a crime, does he have to pay for the crime? And my answer to him was yes. If you continue the criminal enterprise that your grandfather started, you will most certainly reap the punishment of what your grandfather did. So he threw this at me. He said, the fathers have eaten sour grapes, and the children see the set on edge, but everyone will die for their own iniquity. Every man who eats sour grapes, his teeth will be set on edge. But they took it out of context. Because
exactly.
Y'all talking about Israel, and he's talking about the future.
Yes.
This hasn't happened yet.
Great job. You said a mouthful of that, my brother. See, these people don't understand the Most High. They try to manipulate and use the Most High to keep us in these religions and so on and so forth, to keep us captive and in fear and frightened that we don't submit ourselves to the Most High. They don't want us to submit ourselves to the Most High. They don't want us to understand what the Most High is saying. That's why we skip to the new in our studies. That's why they encourage to skip to the new studies. Go to the red letter, folks, and then go over there to support the initiative over here, when in fact, we don't have to go no red letter about nothing. I don't go to red letter for nothing. So why I got to go over there? I need to know on the code what Yah is saying to our people, and you need to know what he's saying too. So I don't need no TV personality news, man, to be telling me what Yah said and trying to manipulate his word. Well, it's just like I got a dog, and I'm going to tell the dog, come and tell me what to do without feeding the dog. Come on now. Just like my grandbaby said, me doing too much. Some of us doing too much. But I like this part, Iman Dor. I like this part, Cottrell. I love this part, Sister Huda and Sister Avion. The Most High says a new covenant is coming. See, you in the land of your enemies and oppressors, you utilize the old contract. But see, the Most High says in futuristic terms, you ain't got to study it no more. I'm going to institute what I want you to do inside you. Everybody going to know what to do. So you won't have no excuse. I didn't meditate on the Most High word. Most High got a plan for you. Check this out. Most High says in 31, behold, the days are coming, says the Elohim, when I shall make a new covenant with the house of Israel, the 10 tribes, and with the house of Yehuda, the 3 tribes, not according to the covenant I made with their fathers, their ancestors, in the day that I took them from the hand to lead them out of the land of Misery. My covenant, which they broke. So I was a husband to them, says the Elohim. But this is the covenant, and he tells you, that I will make with the house of Israel, the 10 tribes, after those days, futuristic term, says the Elohim. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts, and I will be their Elohim, and they shall be my people. No more shall every man teach his neighbor, leaning to their own understanding, doing what they want to do, how they do it, or whatever they want to do it, because they gonna know better. And every man, his brother, said, know the Elohim, for they all shall know me. There won't be any excuses, from the least of them to the greatest of them, says the Elohim. For I will forgive their iniquity, but you got to take some initiative. Now, it ain't for free now. Ain't no free cookies. And their sin, I will remember no more. You can't keep going back like a dog to his vomit now. Thus says the Elohim. Yes.
Here goes the real talk for real people show. Because we're trying to teach y'all's word, right?
Exactly.
God said, no. You're going to kill that real talk for real people show. You ain't got to teach them no more. Right?
Hey, I'm out of business. And that's good. That's
they go to
good.
Title Moray. Moray. Moray,
right?
You ain't got to teach me, brother.
Yeah,
no.
I already know.
And when
yeah.
he says, they will know me, it's not just based on us knowing the law. But it's literally knowing our Creator, because His law is on our inward parts, and based on the fact that our laws on our inward parts, we become true servants to our Creator, not like our fathers.
Right. It will be an innate state to our character, a very essence of us.
It's almost like the subconscious now.
Exactly.
You know what's right or wrong.
Right.
Right now, you know what's right or wrong. But it's
right.
going to be highlighted to the highest
right.
degree to where there ain't going to be no doubt. There ain't going to be no debate. You're not going to be stuck in the paralysis of analysis. You ain't going to be just doing the skip to Malou studies and jump around. This new covenant is not a reference to the New Testament, right? This new covenant.
No.
So anything new that y'all are talking about, let's make a reference. New Testament, this new covenant, it don't match, does it? Because the New Testament tells you that the law is no more. This new covenant says the law is not only going to be written on your inward part. You ain't got to teach nobody about the law.
Exactly.
That's how in-depth it's going to be within you.
Exactly. An innate part of your character, an essence of you. Go ahead, Ima.
Also, I just want to bring out something real clear. Make it clear.
Yes, ma'am.
This covenant that Yah is speaking about, and we kind of gloss over, skip over the whole gamut. The Almighty says, the covenant that I'm going to make with the descendants, because it's going to be the descendants of Israel, the house of Yehuda, the house of Israel, it will not be like the covenant that I made with their fathers when I brought them up out of the land of Egypt, because that covenant they broke.
So if you ask Israel, what's the new covenant? They won't
know
because they stuck on the old covenant.
No, sometimes they stuck in a red letter thing over there. Okay.
Or they'll jump to that one. But they don't know about this one.
Mm-hmm.
The new covenant that y'all talking about right here.
Let me ask this question. If that covenant that Yah made with our fathers when he brought them out of the land of Egypt is broken, does that mean that covenant is relevant today?
It does not.
No.
No.
Absolutely not.
Because if the contract broken and we broke it, how is it relevant to today?
So and this is where the pitfall comes. We keep running back to what is broken and try to re-implement what is broken, but have yet to look forward to see the remedy for how to fix it. Y'all gave us the antidote. You speak about it all the time. And that's the very thing that Israel completely ignored. They went back during the feast days, Moray, you said a mouthful. In order for them to know what the new covenant, or even understand the new covenant, they have to understand what was the content of the old covenant that was broken. And it's not enough. Do you know what was broken?
Well, they want to reestablish. They want to reestablish, unfortunately, Imam, that Old Testament. And there's no implementation of the Old Covenant. They want to implement the Old Testament, and there is no implementation of the Old Covenant.
Let me tell you what the problem with our people is. I'm going to show you, because I've been in this a long time.
Okay.
And our brother Esau set a trap for us. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Because he stole our identity, right? We know that.
Right. Right.
So we've been sleepwalking for at least 400 or 350 years. We didn't know who we were, where we came from, because all that was robbed from us, right?
Exactly.
Our brother Esau set a trap by creating Judaism, which made us think that, oh, he took what belongs to us.
That don't belong to me. That don't belong
Judaism
to me.
Does not belong to us,
right?
Because it's Judaism. It's not.
Right.
It's not the contract that Yah gave us.
Right.
So we think that studying from Genesis to Deuteronomy, which Judaism does, is the whole of what they took from us.
Exactly.
But we don't realize the importance of the prophet Jeremiah, because he tells us about the new covenant, and he also tells us that the law is no more.
Mm-hmm.
But our people who have been awakening as Israelites, thinking that Esau took what belongs to us, which is Judaism, which is why they study the Torah and make so much emphasis on the Torah and the laws, they don't read the prophecies or the commands that Yah gave the prophets to give us to get out of this captivity. Yah said he's going to make a new covenant. All this debating that we do and Yehoshua HaMashiach and all this kind of stuff, Yah's going to squash that. And he said, those who purify themselves will purify themselves. He said, but the wicked will do wickedly. And there's no changing them. You made a choice. And Yah put the choice before us, right? What's the choice? Life and death. And he advises us to choose what? Life and live. So the choice is there for all of us. Yah prepared a table before all of us. And he's watching the choices that we make.
Greg, may I say one other thing?
Yes, ma'am.
You don't have to ask permission, Ima. You got authority to speak.
It's so deep. And we're so lost in what is broken. We have yet to come to the understanding that everything that we put emphasis on keeping, talking about we're being obedient to Yah, our forefathers didn't have none of that. And yet it's their covenant that's covering us today.
So, Ima, let me tell you this. Like parents, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you raise your children, they don't want to hear a word you got to say. Right?
Right?
I knew that was me. My mother was, I used to call my mother nag, 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 nag. I can't wait to move away from her because she nags me all the time. But do you know my mother's words stuck with me everywhere I went?
Uh-huh.
And she refused to stop nagging me. Like, I'm going to drill this in you, boy. And Yah does the same thing. I'm going to tell you what I'm telling you over and over and over again until you get it. And if you don't get it, then it's on you. But I'm preparing you with my instructions, and if you refuse my instruction, the consequences are on you. So The Most High is beautiful in that he continues to give us instruction, and those who refuse to listen will pay as a result, because all the examples are there before us. We don't read our history. We don't study our wise men like King Solomon, King David. We just study in Moses and the law, with Moses and the law. That's why the Most High said, I see where y'all at. That's why I'm going to write the law on your inward part, where y'all don't have to debate and be stuck in the paralysis of analysis. Y'all ain't going to be debating no more. Over.
All right. Well, Imam and Katria, let me complete this, because I think Katria has a very lengthy a song to study with us, if I may. And the Most High says in verse 35, thus says the Elohim. He gives them a point of reference, what he can do. He says, who give the sun for light by day? I do that. The ordinance of the moon and the stars, the light by night, I do that. Who disturbs the sea and his waves roar, I do that. Yah of hosts is it. Can't nobody do none of that but me. If I could do that, I could do what I'm saying in reference to this new covenant. I ain't got to ask nobody. I ain't got to ask you, want to be Hebrew Israelite, you walking dead Negroes. I ain't got to ask universal white race supremacy. I can put all that in the pain. Can't nobody stop me.
And no man born from a woman can do what Yah just said.
Praise Yah. If those ordinances depart from before me, says the Elohim, then the seed of Israel shall also say, if those things go away, then the seed of Israel shall also, and they ain't going nowhere, from being a nation before me forever, thus said the Elohim. If heaven above can be measured, and they can't measure the heavens, that they come with some lies, that they know what the universe is, and so on and so forth. But it's just
they got new satellites.
Right. Well, if they could, they would take the one satellite, but they're building all these satellites, and everything in the measure is purely conjecture. And the fountains of the earth's stretched out beneath, I will also cast off all the seed of Israel. That's not going to happen. For all that they have done, says the Elohim, and that's not going to happen because they can't do these things, even though they have theory and conjecture.
They trying.
They trying. They've been trying a long time. How this working out for them? Behold, the days are coming, says the Elohim, that the city shall be built for the Elohim from the tower of Ananah. Everything going to be built. As a matter of fact, it's prefab to the corner gate. The surveyor's line shall, again, extend straight forward over the hill of Gareb. Then it shall return to toward God. And the whole valley of the dead bodies and the ashes and all the fields as far as the brook of Kredon to the corner of the horse gate toward the east shall be holy to the Elohim. Most High said, it's going to happen. It should not be plucked up and thrown down, and I'm not going to let nothing happen to Zion again. So stop putting your trust right, forever and ever, ever. And Moses said, don't put your trust in me. You place your confidence and trust in me because I'm going to make this happen, and you better believe it. Praise the Most High and bless his holy name. Sister Ima, my mama, Hadora, Katriel, Sister Abiyah, Sister Hootie. Y'all have the mics bear in mind now. Katra has a rather lengthy song he has to share.
Well, let me say this real quick. Because in 1948, the state of Israel was created, right?
Exactly.
And they try to convince you that this prophecy already happened.
Oh, is that right?
However, they didn't include Israel, did they?
No.
You got Yehuda, but the Most High said, I will sow Israel and Yehuda with the seed of man, with the seed of beast, and then these changes would happen.
Right.
We haven't seen that. We haven't seen evidence of that as of yet, have we? So the imposters, they're going to be exposed because they're trying to convince people that the state of Israel fulfilled this prophecy.
Exactly. Well, where's the tribe of Benjamin? Where's the Levites?
Where's Ephraim, who y'all love so much, he's yearning for?
Right. Where's Yehuda?
Yeah.
Right. The king.
Where is Yehuda? That's another thing. That's another thing too. And I want to make sure that everybody knows the Jews are who they say they are. They are the imposters. But there was never no tribe called Judah. the tribe was called Yehuda. The people were called Yehudites, you see, or Yehudis. So there was the Jews, there's no J or J sound in the Hebrew language.
Mm-mm.
And what
the important thing about that, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. The important thing about that, when you say Judah, you take Yah's name out of it.
Absolutely.
Yahudah. He who praises what? Yah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yahudah. Huda means praise of. Yah. Yahudah. Not Judah. You cut Yah's name right out of his name.
They are who they are, Katria. They're not Yahudites. Yahudis. They're Judites. They're Jews.
They don't praise Yah. Who they?
Right. And they are ish. They're not Yehuda. They are ish of something. And it certainly ain't the Most High. So I'm not a Jew. When people say,
and they refuse to say his name.
Right.
They should be the ones, if they're the children of Israel, making declarations of Yah's name in the earth, right? That's what the children of Israel do. We declare Yah's praise. Just look at King David in the Psalms. He didn't hesitate. Mm-hmm. He didn't call Yah Hashem. He called him Yahweh or El Shaddai, God Almighty. He called him by his name. He didn't call him Hashem like the Jews do. They refuse to say Yah's name.
I just wanted to make that point clear because a lot of our people, they have taken on Judaism, and they're emulating the Jews, saying, thinking that they're doing the right thing.
Exactly.
They think this is what makes them holy and makes them special. That's why you see them out there bobbing and bowing and all that kind of foolish stuff, huh? Wearing the prayer shawl and all of that. Almighty didn't tell us to do no mess like that. As a matter of fact, you know the Jews are not who they say. They are who they say they are, but they're not of Israel. Where's the priest? Almighty didn't give us no rabbis. He gave us priests. Where are they?
Priests, where's the royal king? Where's the king seat? Where's the royal house of the King David? Why isn't his throne in Israel? You talk about Jerusalem. That's the city of King David. Where's the line of King David? Set it up. If you the real people, right?
Yes. And I'm going to end with this.
They don't have a king. They have prime ministers.
Mm-hmm. I'm going
they have
to
a democracy.
They don't say Israel. This is to the house of Israel. You have got the very thing you run around and you want to do everything to emulate the imposter, thinking that's what makes you Israel. But the very thing that Yah told you to do, because you are the true seed, it's the thing you refuse to do. You rather go behind the imposter and emulate him than to do what your God told you to do so you can regain your royal birthright. Huh? I hope I can answer him. Or were you so brilliant? I don't know if I can answer it or not, but I'll try.
Can any other nation do with the Most High Commission, the nation of Israel, to do?
No.
So why are we imitating what the Jewish people do?
Because we don't know, we still got that slave mentality. If it's white, it's
exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Which way the white man go? Which way the white man go?
And if you look at it, the word of Yah is true. He said, our brother Esau will live by what?
Sword.
And what does he live by?
The sword.
He lives by the sword. Israel have to live
and
by the sword.
He also said he will live off the fat of the land. He says that too.
And he said that he
would
be the least in the kingdom, and he would be surrounded by his enemies, right?
Yeah.
So if we follow the word of Yah, we know that Yah's word is evident all around us, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Those that walk for Jerusalem will die for it. He didn't take us back. He's not going to take us back to be one for our land. He's going to fight our battles for us because that land is holy. And all the pollution, all the perversion that's going on there now, because they say that Israel is the capital of the LGBT community in the world. You know that?
Absolutely.
It's the capital.
And the pork industry.
Huh? And the what?
And the pork industry.
And the pork industry? Oh, Lord.
Yes. I got a book on it.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. So you know that pollution can't exist in the Holy Land, right? And the land was put to light. So the Most High is waiting for the iniquity of the people to be built up to where he just crushes them. And it's reaching its limit. They ain't got much time left. And you see Yah's judgment is in the earth. The four judgments, what is it? Plague, famine, and sword. Pestilent, plague, famine, and sword. So we've seen the pestilence, right, in Africa. They were talking about 100 billion, hundreds of billions of locusts, and then we saw the plague. They call it corona, and then they changed with alternate names, alternate variations of it. Pestilence and plague. Famine. Famine is coming after the plague and the pestilence. The pestilence ate up all the crop. Now you got world famine, food shortages. You're going to have hunger worldwide. And then the sword. The sword, the Most High has stirred up Gog Magog. If you don't know who Gog Magog is, that's Russia. Vladimir Putin. So we're in the midst of prophecy in the end times, and we're exposing the word Yah to our people that have been indoctrinated with Western thought, Western philosophy, Western culture, Western, anything, and we're Eastern people. We are Yah's people, and it's time for us to wake up.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All praise.
All praise.
You know, if we
just,
if the people would just listen to your program every day, as you're going through the word of Yah, word for word,
precept
don't add to it. Don't take away from it. Don't turn to the left nor the right of it. But just accept Yah's word for what it said. Guess what? The understanding of it is so simple. A third grader can understand it. The simplicity of it is mind-boggling.
The power of it is awesome.
Well, if you would totally rely on it as you should, your understanding is simple. You can get to understanding what you're reading. But if you still want to be a Jew, you still want to be a, which way did the white folk go? Well, you're totally confused about everything. Because their system is not designed to enlighten you. It is designed to continue confusing you.
Well, I just, I said this before, but I really mean it this time. But to just give a little clarity to what you just said, Jim, to show you what a foolish people we are worshiping and following and trying to emulate, and we hold to such high esteem. Here is a man that has come along, and some kind of a man, shall I say, that have come along and told the women, you need to dry up your milk that the Almighty designed your body to manufacture as you are pregnant, so that when you bring forth your young, as all mammals do, you would have nourishment for your child. This man come along and tell you, you need to dry up your milk so he can give you a cow's milk to give to your child, or a milk that's manufactured in the manufacturer house. Huh?
A formula from a laboratory.
From a laboratory. And then tell you that what the Almighty gave you, designed your body to do, and what he gave you naturally, you need to be ashamed, and you know when to. You can go out there and you can twerk and you can do all that, but to feed a baby, that's considered obscene.
Well,
and the women are in an uproar because there's no formula on the store shelf.
Well, Imam, as I said, I say again, we're totally confused about everything. That's why we holler. Whatever the white man says, and which way the white man goes.
You're absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say this to the warning to the women out there. They're getting women that's bringing forth breast milk, and they're storing. You can go and buy the breast milk now. But guess what? Every woman's body is different, and her body manufactures milk for her child with her hormones. You see, you going out there, you don't know what you're getting hold to.
And a lot of these women have taken the vaccine, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're giving that baby that milk.
Which way white, Bogo?
You don't know if they have breast cancer.
The whole gamut. You don't know whose milk you... And our women, we the first one in that. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
But check this. I read a study where they say women's breasts are contaminated with jet fuel. They say
with
that jets, with jet fuel, that jets dump their fuel in the air and it's absorbed in the bodies of humans, especially women, and their breasts. So there's a big urgency about breast cancer, and people wondering where it's coming from. But you have to know that these planes that circle when they can't land, they dump fuel.
Mm.
And the fuel is absorbed by women's breasts.
Mm.
Franklin Stein is running the world right now.
Huh?
Franklin Stein is running the world right now.
Oh, yeah. Serpent seed. And he's trying to destroy your creation. We're in a battle with the serpent seed.
No, Ima.
And many people don't know what that means. People don't know what that means, but we in battle with the serpent seed. The heathens don't know Yah. The Most High's turned their back, his back on the Cain seed. So.
Well, Ima. Now, who's running the world? Frankenstein is what we become, a monstrosity, because we're going to follow the Most High. But Dr. and Mrs. Frankenstein, Universal White Race Prince, yeah, they do. They do. We have become Frankenstein. They monstrosity.
And y'all too. I tell you about Frankenstein. I used to root for him, right? I used to root for Frankenstein.
Right.
How are you going to take body parts from the grave, put it together, put life in it, and then want to destroy it? No, I felt sorry for Frankenstein. He was minding his own damn business. You coming at him with torches, and he was kind. He was friends with the little girl. I'm like, go, Frankenstein, go. And then when he killed his master, I'm like, yeah, get him, kill him. He killed his master. I'm like, yeah, Frankenstein, do your thing, man. Shoot.
I think that country how they were protecting what they were doing to us, making a monstrosity, and the monstrosity was going to get them sooner or later.
Yeah, man. Believe me, I used to root for Frankenstein. Trust me.
Well, Cardrell, Ema.
Yes, sir.
If time allows us, we're going to allow you the time to, without interruption, to, because we want to keep this correlated together. Chapter 31, the book of Songs by our great king, King David.
Praise Yah. You said the right word, correlation. Another word for correlation is synchronicity.
Right.
These verses we read is synchronized so much.
Mm-hmm.
And I read Psalms 31 and I was meditating on it. And it's like King David putting himself in the place that we're in right now. And he gives us the verbiage to get ourselves out of it. I'm going to just say that. Thanks and praise to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, for our King, our great King, who imparts wisdom, knowledge, and understanding in the spiritual realm how to connect with our Creator, God, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Hallelujah. For the chief musician, a psalm by King David. In you, Yah, I take refuge. Raise your hand if you take refuge in Yah.
You
will never be disappointed. Should we be disappointed? Israel, should we be disappointed?
Yeah, we should be in our own action, but not in the Most High.
Never disappointed in the Most High, because he's our refuge. Deliver me in your righteousness. Bow down your ear to me. King David didn't need no priest. He didn't need no prophet. He had direct connect, right?
Hey,
and that's what
Reverend,
you got to know.
Hold on, Carter.
Huh?
You mean tell me Reverend Pope Chop didn't hit the map?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Okay. What about
King
Pastor
David
Pete?
Says,
what
yeah, bow your ear to me. That's direct connect, huh?
What about Pastor Pickfeet? He didn't have map?
He didn't need his son, Messiah, or anything like that. No. No intercessor.
Okay.
Yeah,
you,
bow your ear down the knee. We know Yah hears us, what we call, right? And King
exactly.
David reiterates, you must call on Yah. And he's showing us his diary. Bow down your ear to me, Yah. Deliver me speedily. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Be to me a strong rock, because that's what Yah is to us, our strong rock. He created rocks. A house of defense to save me. Oh, okay, King David, we know where you got your strength from. For you are my rock and my fortress. Oh, that's why you're protected. That's why nobody can get to you. Therefore, for your name's sake, lead me, humble enough to be led by Yah, and guide me, humble enough to be guided by Yah. Raise your hand if you want Yah to lead you and guide you. And you're not leaning on your own understanding. Pluck me out of the net. Are there nets out there, traps, pitfalls, that they have laid secretly for me? Oh, there's plenty of traps for our people, aren't there?
Mm-hmm.
For what? How do you get out of these nets and these traps? Yah has to be your stronghold. That's the key. That's the secret. That's the antidote. Into your hands I command my spirit. Will you command your spirit? Do you put your spirit in the hand of Yah? Oh, that's another dimension. Okay. You redeem me. You take me back. I belong to you. That's what redeem means. You hear people in church say, I've been redeemed. I'm saved. I'm sanctified. Y'all don't know what y'all talking about.
Mm-mm.
Redeem means y'all's taking you back. And the only way y'all's going to take you back is what? He's leading you and guiding you, right?
Is that?
Yah. Elohim of truth. Yah's not going to tell you no lies. That's one thing that Yah cannot do. He cannot tell a lie. I hate those. Oh, they call us a hate group? Raise your hand if you hate something. Those who regard lying vanities. Don't we hate lying? Because we've been lied to since we got here. The white man speaks forth tongue. No, we love his lies, don't we?
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
So we hate his lies. Do we love his lies or do we hate his lies? Do you love his lies or do you hate his lies? Do you love his lies or do you hate his lies? So you could call me a hate group because we hate your lies. Yes, we're a hate group. We hate your lies.
Well,
you're lying to jump.
I never said which way. I never said which way the white folk go. Okay.
Oh no. And if you say you don't hate, you're a fool. They make try to make it look like a negative thing, right? Hate. Oh, you're a hater. You hate. Yeah, we hate arrogancy, pride, wickedness, oppression. We hate all those things. Injustice, lying. But guess what? King David said, I trust in Yah. And he ain't talking about the dollar bill and God we trust.
Mm-hmm.
But God you trust in, your idols that you worship, you trust in the Creator who made the heavens and the earth. Raise your hand if you trust the Elohim who made the heavens and the earth. I'll be glad and rejoice in your loving kindness. Ain't that what we just read about?
Yep. You certainly did.
It's by the mercy, the kindness, the loving kindness, Yah's love for our nation. We don't understand why. Because we done committed some serious crimes against Yah, haven't we?
Mm-hmm. Still is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But his love supersedes that, right? Psalm says, Proverbs says, love covers all sins. And we may not understand that, but Yah understands that.
because his love is going to blot out our sins. For you have seen my affliction. And what does Yah see? Does he see our affliction? Does he see our babies dying in the street, our brothers getting shot down, our brothers incarcerated, our women getting abused? Does he see our affliction? Does he see our oppressors putting a knee in our neck? Does he see that?
Certainly.
He sees it. You have known my soul in adversity. Does Yah know our souls?
Yes.
Who created your soul in the first place? Think about that. You have not shut me up into the hand of the enemy. Praise Yah. Are we shut up in the hand of the enemy?
Yep.
We got a chance, don't we? Do we have a chance?
Yeah.
Yah prepares us a table, prepares before us a table where? In the presence of our enemies. We have room to liberate ourselves, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
You have set my feet in a large place. That's where we should all be right now, right? Even though we're in the lands of our enemy, we are in a large place. Why? Because we have insight, spiritual insight into ways of Yah. Have mercy on me. That's what we all need to beg for, Yah's mercy. For I am in distress. Raise your hand if you're in distress.
24/7, 365 days.
There's no insurance of our lives. We got 18-year-olds carrying AR-15s. At the blink of an eye, they could cut you down, can't they? My eye, my soul, and my body waste away with grief. Yes. Don't let your eye, your body, your soul waste away with grief, because we do have hope for the future. For my life is spent in sorrow. My years with sighing. My strength fails because of my iniquity. Got to confess. Got to acknowledge it. Got to admit it, because Yah sees it anyway. It's best for you to acknowledge it. Don't point your finger at nobody else like Adam and Eve. Adam, what happened? Oh, that woman you gave me. Eve, what happened? Oh, the serpent. He did it. The only one who didn't point his finger because he didn't have none was the serpent.
Well, you know, that would apply to the day, too. The women, the men said, yeah, that woman you gave me. The women said, that old dirty man you gave me. But everybody needs to take ownership of their own.
Take ownership. Yes. Take ownership. Acknowledge it. Admit it. Because Yah sees it anyway, doesn't he?
Exactly.
Why is your strength failing? It's because of your iniquity. Not nobody else. It's your iniquity. My bones are wasted away. Because of all my adversaries, I become utterly contemptible to my neighbors. That's why white people move out when we come in, don't they?
You better believe it. What's better
neighborhood?
More ways. That's Yah keeping our Goshen intact.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. But we're still contemptible in the eyes of our neighbor. The only reason they come into our neighborhood is to make money, right? They set up their stores and their shops and their restaurants, and then you don't see them no more. After midnight, after the dark, the sun go down, where they at? Oh, they left.
Well, Cadreo, I like this first verse, this next verse you're about to say, because we are repulsive to one another. So that's why we call each other niggas. That's why men call our women bitches. Our women call our men whole-ass niggas. Repulsiveness. We are repulsive.
That sounds like a rap concert, bro.
Yeah. But it's true, though.
It is true.
Wrong. Our women have little regard for our men and vice versa because we are so uncodified. We are repulsive to one another.
So what other nation can claim that? Maybe Mexico? Because they're killing everybody. Cartel, I don't know.
They're repulsive to one another. I think they may be... Part of Israel.
They maybe. I went to Mexico and I seen some of the Israelites that they was black, they was Mexican Jews, little like me and you. I'm like, okay. This is everywhere. Everywhere.
They are a repulsive
to one. No doubt. Where am I at, Sister Abby? I lost myself.
Abby, where you at?
11. I hear crickets. Because of all my adversaries. How many adversaries we got? Huh?
We got a whole lot of them.
It's us against the world, isn't it? Ain't nobody trying to help us.
You better believe it.
Because of all my adversaries, I have become utterly contemptible to my neighbors, a horror to my acquaintances. That's why we're scared of each other. Bloods and Crips, gangs, blankets, we're a horror. Shooting babies by mistake, because y'all ain't got no practice, y'all ain't got no proficiency to check guns. So grandmas is dying, babies is dying. You're just shooting random and everybody getting shot. You can't even hit your ops. Those who saw me on the streets fled from me. That's what they do. I was downtown with my wife for the anniversary one day. I took her to a nice restaurant. I was going to take her to a theater.
Right.
To see the Lion King. And after dinner at a kosher Japanese restaurant, her and I were walking across the street. And it happened to be a white lady in front of us. And she looked at me and grabbed her bag like as if I was going to snatch her bag and run.
I'm pretty sure your wife has some choice words to say about it.
Me and her looked at each other and like shook our heads, man, like, damn. Those who saw me in the street fled from me. Why are you running from me? I'm not the one who robbing you. You robbed my people of everything. You worry about me robbing your little chump change purse. And I'm here with my wife, like I'm going to do something vile like that. I am forgotten from the hearts like a dead man. This is King David talking. That's the state and condition we are, right? You talk about our people, the walking dead. He's looking at himself like he's a walking dead man. Yeah. I am like a broken pottery, and that's what our people are, like broken pottery. We all hard. We all stiff neck. We don't want to listen to Yah. How are you going to be a clay in the hand of the potter? We all too hard. I've heard the slander of many, terror on every side, while they conspire together against me. And that's what we hear, against each other, from our enemies. They plot to take away my life. And that's the situation we have now. But I trust in you, Yah. Raise your hand if you trust Yah. And you ain't worried about people conspiring and trying to take away your life, because that's what universal white supremacists try to do. Raise your hand if you trust in Yah. I said, you are my Elohim. My times are in your hand. You gave me life, and you're going to take me out. When you want me back, that's when you're going to take me. Deliver me from the hand of my enemies and from those who persecute me. Are we being persecuted? Oh, yes. Let's look at the statistics. We're 12% of the population here in America and more than 45, 50% of the prison population. So on a daily basis, we are being persecuted. Make your face to shine on your servant. Don't turn your back on us, Yah. Turn your face towards us. Shine on us that we may be delivered. Save me in your loving kindness. There go that loving kindness again. We have to pull on that, don't we? Raise your hand if you know we have to pull on Yah's loving kindness because we're so wicked, so backwards, so backsliding, so hard-headed. We don't want to listen. We need Yah's loving kindness to save us in truth. Let me not be disappointed because we've heard what you said about us, Yah, and we don't want to be disappointed. But I have called on you. Raise your hand if you call on Yah and you feel the need to call on Yah. Let the wicked be disappointed. Yeah, let them be disappointed because they don't even know you. Let them be silent in hell, which is Sheol. That's where you're going if you're wicked. Let the lying lips be mute, Donald Trump, which speak against the righteous insolently with pride and contempt. Yeah, Donald Trump, he one of them young brothers convicted and sentenced to death, and he never apologized. Oh, how great is your goodness. Yah is good, which you have laid up for those who fear you. So the goodness hasn't come yet, but guess what? It's laid up. Yah is waiting. It's stored up. Are you ready for the goodness that Yah has for you? Raise your hand if you are. Which you have worked for those who take refuge in you. How many of us take refuge in Yah? Too many of us take refuge in JC, Allah, Buddha, all these false gods. They don't know the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, whom King David took refuge in, which made him a powerful man, a mighty man, a valiant man, one beloved by Yah. Why? We see the source of his strength. He took refuge in Yah before the sons of men. He didn't take refuge in men at all. That's why he didn't need a priest. He didn't need a prophet. He didn't need nobody. He said, "Yah, bend your ear down to me, direct connect, in the shelter of your presence," because he ain't waiting for Yah to come. He know that Yah's already there. "You will hide them from the plotting of man." Yah is the greatest spy agency ever created. We don't need a CIA, KGB, Mossad. Yah knows the plots of men, doesn't he? "You will keep them secretly." Oh, see? They think they got you. "In a dwelling away from the strife of tongues. Praise be to Yah. For he has shown me, King David, his mercies, loving kindness, in a strong city." So Yah has King David testifying to us about what his loving kindness would do, which we just read about in the prophet of Jeremiah, because he's appealing to us through his loving kindness. So we must reciprocate and plead to Yah for his loving kindness, like our king, King David. "As for me, I said in my haste, I am cut off." Say it loud. "I'm cut off from before your eyes." Because we as a people are cut off from Yah's eyes, aren't we? "Nevertheless, you heard the voice of my petitions." Is that what we got to do? We got to petition Yah so we're not cut off from his eyes? "When I cry to you," again, King David is not afraid to admit that men are supposed to cry. Not only men are supposed to cry, but kings are supposed to cry. How about that? "Oh, love Yahweh, all you his saints." So we got to return Yah's love, don't we? And that's what King David did. "Oh, love Yahweh, all you his saints. Yah preserves the faithful," which King David was, "and fully recompenses him who behaves arrogantly." You reap what you sow. You act an arrogant, hard-headed, stiff wicket, you're going to get what you sowed. "Be strong, Israel. Let your heart take courage. Fear not, Yah's with us. All you who hope in Yah." Praise Yah. My hope is in Yah. I hope your hope is in Yah. Take King David as an example. They say follow the leader. And he's given us a way out of this bondage, out of this misery, out of this stress we find ourselves in. All the keys are right here in this chapter. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. I think, Katriel, you was rather self-explanatory. You broke it down as you're going. So I don't think there's any further need to, but I do ask, because time is passing by, but I do ask the readers to take those words tonight, reread them, and meditate on them. And I would like to sing this song to Yah. "Yah, please return your love to me. Forgive us for the wrong we've done. We are just
so lonely, just no good. We are just the lonely ones."
Yes, praise Yah. Thank you. My wife said I can sing. She's happy. I may give another country.
Practice, whatever. Practice. You got to sing for Yah.
I don't think I'm going to be in that choir, country.
You're going to sing along with the choir, bro. Sing along with me.
Sing along with them.
You don't think I could be a Gregory Porter?
No. Those are the lead singers, brother. You got to be in the choir. You got to blend in, that's all.
Okay. I can blend in with Gregory Porter singing.
We put you in the baritone section, baby. The bass section. Just blend in. Just blend in.
Blending. Oh, that's
cool. It's all harmony.
All right.
Sweet
y'all.
Harmony.
I love y'all. I enjoy y'all. And I want to thank the Most High for Imar Dora, our Rachel, our mother. I want to thank the Most High for Cartrio, Sister Adora, Sister Avia, and any one of you out there in radio land. I want to thank the Most High for you, but most important, I want to thank the Most High and praise his holy name. For the real.
Don't forget Sister Yehudi.
Okay, Sister Yehudi, did I mention your name?
Okay. No.
Sister, I'm sorry, baby. I don't want no trouble. I don't want no trouble. Sister Yehudi, okay?
I'm telling Ema on you.
You know, snitch you get stitches. You better not call my mama snitch on me.
Diane, I'm okay.
And y'all see, don't take none of that privilege either.
love y'all. You know, I love y'all, man. I made the most high. In Radio Land, we want y'all to help get this. We ask y'all to pray while you're meditating on what we're studying on. Ask the most high for a new heart, please, and a new spirit, just like King Dollar. It'll work for you. Otherwise, anything else is going to continue working on you. We pray that the Most High bless each of you and direct your steps so you can get wisdom and understanding. And you can know what the Most High is talking about. And you not only know, you can apply it to your life. We love you too. Keep studying with you. Brothers and sisters, I owe you a song. Save the children. And I'm going to play it tonight. But I want y'all to say shalom, a good night, and bye to the people.
Shalom, sisters and brothers.
Shalom.
YahWillGather.us. Help build this nation. Let's rally. Let's come together. Let's gather before Yah put his hand on and gather us on his own. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. And then you can see on that site about those sisters that are helping with restoration of this nation by doing their part. Our women are not whores, and stop treating them like it, okay? Treat them like the virgins of Zion, and they're just as good as you. We love you. May the Most High bless you. Shalom, and good night.
I just want to ask a question. Who really cares? Save a world in despair. Who really cares? There'll come a time.
There'll come a time
when the world won't be singing.
When the world won't be singing.
Flowers won't grow.
Flowers won't grow. No.
Bells won't be ringing.
No bells won't be ringing.
Who really cares?
Who really cares?
Who's willing to try?
Who is willing to try?
To save a world.
To save a world.
That's destined to
that
die.
That is destined to die.
When I look at the world.
When I look at the world.
It fills me with sorrow.
It fills me with sorrow.
Little children today.
Children today.
Really gonna suffer tomorrow.
Really suffer tomorrow.
Oh, what a shame.
What a shame.
Such a bad way to
such
live.
Such a bad way to live.
Oh, who is to blame?
Who is to blame?
We can't stop
when
living.
When we can't stop living. Oh, oh.
Live.
Live.
Live for life.
Live for life.
Live life for the children.
Live life for the children. Oh, for the children.
You see, let's save the children. Let's save all the children.
Save the babies. Save the babies. And if you want to live, but who really cares?
Who's willing to try?
Yeah, to save a world.
Save our sweet world. Save a world that is destined.